Right now, 447 WDEV, AM and FM, WDEVradio.com. We talk with my guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff. Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, Vermont's most complete locally owned home center. Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, Rouse's Point, New York, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. No matter what your household project is, they are the place to go. Whether you're the DIYer or you're a seasoned contractor who needs materials, they're the place to stop into. Kyle, happy Monday. How are you?
Doing okay. How are you doing so far?
I am doing well as well. Look, I'm such a flatlander. I need an education on this stuff. Talk to me. Unfortunately, it's getting cooler at night. I know it's time to seal windows and do all this other stuff I know nothing about.
Yeah, so the biggest thing, you can definitely tell the cold weather's coming because today was a very, very busy day as far as shingles and vinyl siding. So people are really trying to button up all the projects that they started at the start of summer. And along with that is weather stripping for your windows and doors. Make sure that the thresholds and the door sweeps that are underneath your door are solid, that they lay down tight so you can't see any air gaps or light coming through them. That's going to help keep drafts out and obviously the heat in. The other biggest thing that a lot of people don't know and they don't think about is when you take your air conditioners, if it's a window unit, you're going to want to take that downstairs if you have like a basement or even out to your driveway and flip it upside down so that all that extra water can actually drain out of the catch pan. Because if you store it with the water in it, you're going to run into mold and mildew issues. You may have some interesting smells next year when you go to turn it on, and it also will rust through the bottom of the frame. So as far as window air conditioners, make sure you drain them, store them in a place that's relatively not humid. You know, so if you do it in the basement, that'll help it dry out, especially this time of year. Most people aren't running their dehumidifiers, but so definitely storm in the basement, place that's nice and dry. Other than that, I wanted to take the opportunity to get the word out again that in our St. Albans location, the last chance to get California brand paint, which is what we've had for a very long time, is going to be the end of this month. Starting October 1st, we are going to be going to Valspar. So if you have any old paints that you're trying to match that you've gotten from us in the past that are California, or if you have specific colors and you want a couple extra gallons, now would probably be the time to bring those in if you have those projects coming up. We are going to do our best in the future to be able to color match those colors and existing colors that customers have on file. But if you're looking for a specific paint, definitely swing into St. Albans before the end of the month.
I wanted to ask you, too, this question. By the way, you can learn more about all of this, by the way, and I'll see the weekly flyer and everything at sticksandstuff.com. I mentioned about kind of preparing things for winter or weather. A lot of people are closing up their camps. Well, obviously, they can still be used, but kind of once kids go back to school, a lot of people say, I'm done with my summer camp. What do you kind of do or recommend to go about kind of closing up your second home, your mountain home, whatever?
So a lot of people are coming in and taking advantage of the sale price on our non-toxic, people call it RV antifreeze, but people use it in boats, they use it in camps, cabins, all of that stuff. So it's essentially, it's a negative 50 rated alcohol-based antifreeze. Generally, it's pink or orange, and when you're done with your camp, you either drain the lines or you blow them out with a compressor to get any water that's built up out of those lines. And then you walk around and you fill your the bowl of your toilet, any sink or pee traps that you have, whether it be a shower or a bathroom sink. You want to fill that with non-toxic antifreeze to make sure that there's nothing in those areas that can freeze solid and cause leaks and cracks. So definitely the non-toxic antifreeze. Generally, you need more than 1 gallon, but now is the time to get it because it's on sale through the rest of the month. And that's probably another thing that people have on their list now that the cold weather's blowing in.
Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff in Swanton Lumber. Kyle, you're the man. Much appreciated. We will catch up with you again in 7 days.